Okay.
It's on.
Oh. Okay, Torah, Patriot Base, second column. Even we're on the first column, begins the minor. Okay, the last thing Dr. Rebbe is explaining is as follows. The Eibishter created the world, and he created the world in a way that it needs to be lasis lusakin. The world needs to be fixed. The Gemara says a person brings the raw beans and it has to be cooked to make it sweet. The same thing Avraham Avinu had to do a bris milah because Hashem wanted that the person who is imperfect should perfect themselves. Then the Alter Rebbe started explaining the concept of Machadish Betuvi B'choyim Tov Maisa Bereshis. He constantly renews creation, and he explained that from the level of the infinite Hashem to come to the level of limited creation, there has to be this level of what's called Masa Chaparsa, just like in Kedusha, you have between the Kedush HaKedoshim and the Kedush. There had to be this pareichas, the separation. The same thing you have between Kodesh and Chol. And even in Chol, the Alter Rebbe has explained, there's two levels. There's Chol, and then you have like Chol HaMoed. Or you have Chulin Shenasa Ataras HaKodesh, that even Chulin, even the regular food, we also ate on the level of Kodesh. So what's the Aveid of a Yid? The Aveid of a Yid is to take off, so to speak, the separation that exists between one level and the next and make it all one level of Kedusha. And that's what he said, V'tikun Zehu Gamkim B'china Samila. That level of fixing that the Yid is Lasis, the second Gemedri says, is a level of B'ris Mila, because it says, Atchalei Nimol Avraham Hayishmei Avram. When did Hashem change his name? By the B'ris, Hashem made it from Avram to Avraham. What's Avram? Avram. Okay, what does that mean? Av is b'chinas reisha tzagilu yesh miyayin. Av, like we learned, is a level of chachma. Av ha'im is chachma and bina. So therefore, chachma is called av. Shumakar hashpa nikr b'shem av. Okay, what's called av, let's explain in a second. For haya b'chinas rama kol goyim. B'pnei shaha yayidei masach. In other words, like this. Before the bris milah, Avram, Chassidus explains, Av is Chachma, Ram is exalted level of Chachma, which is called in Chassidus Chachma Stima, the hidden level of Chachma, which is the Chachma of Kesed. But here the Alter Rebbe is explaining, what was Avram before Bris Mila? Av, the level of Av, Chachma, which is Ram, meaning there was a Masach. So therefore it's exalted, like Rama Kogayim Hashem. It's exalted, it's removed, and therefore, by day Hamila Nikra Avraham, Av Hamain Goyim, now he became connected to all the nations. In other words, before the Bris Mila, there was a level of Avram, which was Ram, separated from the rest of the world, because he couldn't deal with the rest of the world to elevate the world. By Avram, he became Av Hamain Goyim. That means Avram now became the level of Kedusha that was mevatted and elevated the world by being himself fixed, so to speak. Like we learned, the Gemara asked, if Hashem hates the bris, if it's Mu'usa, why did the Eibishter make a person with a bris? He should have made him born circumcised already. And the answer is, no, Hashem wants us to fix ourselves. So once Avram Avinu worked on himself, by the way, this is what it said in yesterday's Yom Yom, that a Yid, 99 years old, realizes he needs to do a bris milah, he's worthy that Hashem should appear to him. Yeah, it was yesterday's Yom Yom. What does that mean? So the Rebbe explains it in many sikhs. 100 is a level of perfection. Like therefore, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, ben meya, kilu mes, avar ubatul min ha'ayim. Yeah, a guy reaches 100, it's like mess, he died. What type of, tell a guy 100 years old, you're like dead. I mean, what type of thing is this? So the Mefashim have a difficult time with it. But the explanation is, what does it mean? Me'avikilu mess, va'avaru bottle min ha'olam. 100, the 10 spheres, each one composed of 10, like we learned, right? There's 100. But may mean when somebody's at the shlemus of 100, it's like mess va'avaru bottle min ha'olam. Olam is helam, concealment. When a person reaches a level of 100, he's a level of ultimate perfection. He's removed from the level of concealment because he elevated all 100 levels. Therefore, a guy is 99. He thinks, oh, I'm almost perfect. And he still realizes, no, he needs to do a bris milah. He's still not perfect. That first, but that's the whole aveid of a yid. The whole aveid of a yid is to take imperfection and perfect it. That's the aveid. At the end of kriya, shebara l'kim laseis, the medrash says l'sake. And that's the bris milah. So therefore, before Avram Avinu did the bris, he was Avram. He was removed from the world because there was like a parsa between him and the world. After he became Hava Mein Goyim, and then
Leah. How did Avraham know to do this?
How did he know? Hashem told him to.
So Hashem commanded him. It's nothing so special.
Yeah, but he understood and he agreed to it.
Yeah, he just, but he followed what God told
him. He could have said he had COVID. He could have said he had.
He would never deny what God, if God would reveal himself to him to do what God tells him to. It's nothing unique or special. If you
yeah.
What God tells him. If God revealed himself, of course you would do anything.
1 minute, you would be. God reveals Himself to each one of us, and we still don't do what He wants.
We would be awestruck.
We still don't do what He wants.
We would be hypnotized. We would do exactly what God tells us to do. Of course.
Azay, okay.
But then, in the word Abraham, the hay is the masa, is the parsa.
No, it's the removal of the parsa. He said, "One second. That let's see what he says." And that's the inam mila, because. What made Avraham Avinu be able to elevate all the sparks in the world, meaning to elevate those sparks, the level of Mila? We'll just switch around the letters. Mila is Mol Yudke. What does that mean? Which are the level of Chochma and Bina. So Mol Yudke, Yudke we know, Yud is Chochma, He is Bina. Mol is the level of his galus revealing. Why? Because Mol miloshim memalala. When Hashem created Adam, Targum says, why is he called Adam? Because he became memalala. Memalala means talking. In fact, we say mimilela Avram, who could praise Avram, who could talk. So what does mila mean? Mol revealing the level of Yudke. Like this, there's a muscle between Yudke and Vavke. Din Seichel and Midas. Or between one world and the next. Shadibor Megales HaChochma. Dibor Mol is the level of speech. Speech reveals Chochma that you have. How do you reveal the speech that, I mean, that's Chochma that you know or the Bina that you have? Yes, Chochma Yesh Mekechal Abil. And from the concealment to the revelation. And therefore it says, therefore Mashiach comes, it says, Hashem is going to transform to all the nations. And then it says, what does it say when Mashiach comes? That the whole world will see, every flesh will see, that the mouth of Hashem is speaking. What does that mean? It means there'll be a revelation of Elokus that everybody will see. And Rebbe Rashab emphasized this many times. It doesn't say all people will see, all Yidden will see, all Neshamis will see. It says Basar, flesh, meat, hunk of meat. And Rebbe Rashab said Basar as Basar. Meat in a state of Basar is going to see Elokus. And that's the level of Dibur. So what's Mila? Revealing the level of Yudke from its Masach to reveal it to the world. Therefore, afterwards, Avraham Avinu was Magaya Gedim. Then he added Hashpah on the world.
But you don't keep Hashem before
three. Yeah, but it's not the same level. It's not the same level. Because, like the famous question, in fact, in the Maimon Gadol say the bris, we'll learn that mitzvah tomorrow on Friday, because this Maimon was done already almost. Why didn't Avraham Avinu circumcise himself before? Because it had to be, because again, until then Gashmis didn't become holy. Until Matan Torah, Gashmis didn't become holy. One of the reasons, because Yid weren't commanded. It didn't happen Matan Torah yet. So Avraham Avinu waited to have this level of bris, because once you do a bris, you can't do it again. So Avraham Avinu wanted, in this aspect of bris, should be the level of gashmius becoming ruchnius. That we can only be our Hashem commanding him to do it. Right? So what happened after the bris? Avraham Avinu, because of the bris, was able to elevate gashmius on a different level than he was before. Okay. So he said, V'gilui zelamayla. And this gilui above is called chashmal. It's called chashmal. Now, chashmal in modern day Hebrew is called electricity. It's called chashmal, which a lot of daily show are against using this word chashmal for electricity, because chashmal is a word in the Merkava of Yecheskel when he speaks about the revelation of godliness that he saw in his prophecy. Yecheskel. So it says it was kein chashmal. Chashmal means simply like a thing of light, a beacon of light, a flash of light. So in modern day Hebrew, they took that word, which means a ray of godliness, and they put it into electricity. Okay, but anyway. But what does chashmal mean? Shlomo HaMelech says in Keles, itim, sometimes talk, itim chashais. Sometimes you have to talk, and sometimes you have to be silent. But Shlomo HaMelech says this in Keheles. Itim chashas, meaning you have to be silent. Meaning, haynu shelapom and bechinas hel. Sometimes chokhmah has to be revealed, and sometimes chokhmah has to be silent. Like the Mishnah says, siyagla chokhmah shtika. Defense of wisdom, like Shlomo HaMelech says, a fool when he's quiet also sounds smart. I mean, will be thought of as a smart person. So sometimes the Mishnah says you have to be quiet, siyagla chokhmah shtika, and sometimes chokhmah has to be revealed. And that's why it's called chashmal, v'itim mamal v'chinas dibur, v'giloi, v'gam mol, also mol. So therefore like this, what does chashmal mean? Sometimes chash, you have to be silent, and sometimes mol, you have to be revealed. In Elokus, it says, again, what does chashmal refer to, this level of Elokus? Sometimes Elokus has to be concealed with a parsa, and sometimes Elokus has to be revealed. So that's the word chashmal. Chash, which is silent. Omo means gilui.
It's amazing because electricity does exactly how it functions.
That's why the modern day Hebrew calls it chashmal. Yeah. But the terrible thing about it, they took a holy word of God's throne, the highest levels of revelation of God, and they call electricity.
That's the same with Merkava.
Yeah, because Merkava is what the, yeah, what?
Isn't it good that they did it? Because now when I think of Chashmal of the chariot, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't have been able to know what that is, but now I'm like, oh, it's like some sort of electric lighting and
shot. No.
Understand
you can understand it anyway, you don't have to call it that.
I mean, I wouldn't know what Chashmal would mean, I would just probably pass by it.
No. The gamol, but the second interpretation of mol v'yeshi mimuli, sitting opposite me, right? V'yeshi mimuli, opposite me. What does that mean? Pirush negdi claim a davar shenira, something which is visible, kilu l'necha chenov. So he says like this: mal means speech, memalela, and it also means opposite me. Now, if something's opposite you, that means you see it; it's revealed to you. So mol means in the level of gilui. Ulamat, the bottom at tachton. What does this mean for an adam down here? In Avedam, it says, Hinek tivnas adam salmeinu kidmuseinu. A person is created in the image of God. That means whatever exists in the realm of godliness exists within the human. That's why Hashem created a person different than animals, that a person's upright, because the head is above the heart, unlike animals, all on the same level. Why? Because in up there, the seichel intellect of God, Chochma Bin Adas, is higher than the level of Midas. It's not at the equal level. So he says, Yesh gam ki masach al eivar ha-mashpia. Sometimes there's a curse, a cover, a curtain, and the limb that produces, which is the level of Ram. And it started, Hashem Elokein. So he says like this. What's the concept of Bris Milah? The limb that we do a Bris on, right, is what produces children, produces, okay? But sometimes it has to be concealed, that level of Hashpa, of giving. Sometimes it has to be revealed. So first, this level of Chochma bin Anigul Slonu V'neinu Shaydei Amila, through the level of Bris Milah, what do you get? You reveal children. What is that concept of revealing children? That's the level of revealing Seichel into Midas. Revealing Elukus. So there's a Parsa, that's why you need to do a Bris. There's a Parsa, just like in Elukus. He said before in the Maimer. There's a curtain that separates the revelation of Elukus. What's the Aved of the Jew? To remove that, the covering, to reveal godliness. That's the whole union of Bris Milah. Therefore, Kashinites and Hey Bahavram, Lainimikama came Lenekat, Hodesh Bahavram. Okay, therefore, like Sarai, the Yud became a Hey. Here, he only added a Hey to Hashem's name, to Avram's name. But the word Ram is still there. It's that, it's Avram, but the Ram is still there, he just stuck a Hey in the middle. What does that mean? Shadayin ubechinas ram, it's still a level of remove. Elosh the taste the bahay elias bechinas ram zebegilu. Hey, we know is a like bina is the revelation. Because how do you when a baby is born, who reveals the child? The mother does. So therefore, he's saying Avram is still the level of ram. Just in the middle, there's a letter Hey, which means to reveal, and that's what Bris Milah accomplished, to reveal that level of Ram, which normally is removed from the world, that level becomes revealed. Okay? Milah means you reveal what's called the Atara, the crown of that limb. To separate between Kedusha and Chol, Yisrael, what are Yidin, Chulin, and Nasal Tarasakait? Yidin are like Chulin that's made by Kedusha. The physical body, but it's holy. It's a body Hashem chose. Shu'ik and Havdol, Kibeshiva Havdolus Lahavdol Ben Atame. Ein Anu Emrim. We don't say that, Kishikila Ein Tzar Kolkach. Okay, so he says, Pearl, by Yid, removing the separation, he says, that's the Havdalah between Kodesh L'Chol. So that's the whole Aved of Yid. So what's the Alter Rebbe explaining over here? The whole Aved of Yid, which is Aved of Bris Milah, is to remove the concealments that Hashem created in the world, and now our Aved is to reveal it. That's the Aved of Bris Milah. Okay, and then there's, and this explains another aspect of Bris Milah. This has to be a continuous Aveda. It's not that you do it once.
Seedless.
The Ragat Shavir says that Bris Milah is a Pula Nimsheches. It's not you did one time a Bris and that's it. It's like continuously having a Bris. Which we over here, one second. And the Ragat Shavir brings a very famous proof from a Gemara. There's a famous Gemara. David Melch came into a bathhouse, so he was completely naked. And he realized he was naked for mitzvahs. He didn't have tzitzis, he didn't have tefillin, he didn't have anything on him. So he realized he has a bris. And that's really the famous pasuk that we say it at a bris also. We say before Tkiya Shefer, Sas Anechi Alim Rasecha. I rejoice on your words. The Gemara said that David HaMelech said until me first to the Bris Milah. Because he had a Bris, so he realized that he has mitzvahs on him. So the Ragat Shavir says, 1 minute. He put on tefillin that day too. Why didn't he have tefillin? I mean, the Bris Milah did 50 years ago. How many years ago? All of a sudden he's happy that he has a Bris. But that Bris was done 20 years ago, 30, it depends how old he was when he said it. So why is he happy now and not the fact that he put on tefillin that day or wore tzitzis that day? So the Rogan Shavuot says, because bris mila is a continuous act. It's a which means in Aveda, based on what we're learning here, that it's not that, okay, I revealed godliness once, okay, I fulfilled my obligation. It has to be a continuous Aveda every day, a continuous Aveda, to be able to reveal godliness, to remove the arla, the foreskin that covers godliness, or like it says, Umol Hashem Elkechus Levavcha, or it says, Arlas Levavchem, the arla of your heart. There's a covering around the heart, the stone wall covering that doesn't allow intellectual understanding of godliness to permeate the heart. It bounces off like rock. So you have to remove that, then open up the heart.